Well, the campaign moves into its final, probably ugly, 24 hours. Hillary Clinton has at least received a boost from the director of the FBI. They've said and told Congress that after looking at thousands of emails, try 650,000 that were found, there's no reason to bring a criminal prosecution against her. So effectively we find ourselves where we were in July. That removes a dark cloud that had hung over Clinton and her campaign for roughly the last 10 days. But will it put her over the top in her quest to get through the front door of the White House? LBC's Simon Marks reports.
9 days after the initial FBI bombshell came another one, just 48 hours before Election Day. The FBI director's letter to Congress seemed to confirm what the Clinton team had been saying all along. There is no smoking gun in the new trove of emails discovered during an unrelated investigation into the disgraced sexting Congressman Anthony Weiner. Clinton spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri.
We are glad to see that he has found, as we were confident that he would, that he has confirmed the conclusions that he really reached in July, and we're glad that this matter is resolved.
And if the FBI's decision was music to the Clinton team's ears, it was bad news for the Trump campaign. Just hours before it came, the candidate himself was predicting that Hillary Clinton would eventually go on trial.
FBI Director Comey will be able to collect more than enough evidence to garner indictments against Hillary Clinton.
That pillar of argument having crumbled, it fell to Mr. Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, to, as the Americans put it, turn lemons into lemonade.
Let's be very fair and open about what all of his conclusions were that will not be changed. Those conclusions include the fact that she was reckless and careless. She lied about the server. She lied about the number of devices. She lied about having classified information.
It is, in fact, hard to know just how much damage the FBI's initial announcement to reinvigorate the investigation did to Hillary Clinton's campaign. And therefore, it's hard to know whether the lifting of the cloud will lead to any lift in her vote. Both candidates will spend every remaining minute of this campaign trying to persuade any last-minute waverers to get on board. Clinton adviser Joel Benenson says the Democrats have a superior ground game that will help propel their woman to victory.
We've been knocking on doors. We have had lines all weekend at our phone banks of people waiting to get in. We've knocked on 2 million doors this weekend. And I think what you're seeing the enthusiasm is in the early vote.
But Republican running mate Mike Pence is exuding confidence that a surprise Trump triumph is just around the corner.
We're on offense, and the Clinton campaign is literally on defense, trying to shore up blue states around the country in the waning days of the campaign.
For the candidates, the sands of time are running out, but the same is true for the voters, who have endured a year and a half of the ugliest, meanest, least substantive presidential election in modern memory. It has fueled fresh division in an already divided America, meaning whoever wins could find it difficult to put the pieces of social harmony back together again.
Simon Marks reporting there for LBC.